When things like this happen, is this when it's the hardest to withstand the championship pressure?
The pressure is definitely there, but it's kind of one of those deals where you try not to focus on it and you let the points count themselves and you just go out and you focus on each round one at a time, your car, your lane. Nobody else is going to change what we do. So that's kind of the mindset that we have. Moving on from Charlotte to St. Louis, we've had a ton of success in St. Louis in the past. So we're hopeful, obviously, that trend continues. But either way, we have a really great race car, and I have the best team in all of motorsports. That's my belief, and my money's on us every single time.
And then my last question is, what's one thing about performing in this sport at this level that you feel like people don't understand?
I don't think they grasp just how truly challenging it is. It's, yes, it's physical, but I'd say 85% of it is mental. And even on the days that you don't wake up feeling well or you don't believe in yourself, you have to dig deep and fight with all the heart that you have. The pressure is absolutely immense. I joke around, but I carry around a bottle of family-sized Tums with me. My stomach's always turning, but, it's what a great life I get to live and a blessing to even be in contention for the championship. But the pressure's high, and I wish people could understand just what it's like when they shut the door of that race car. It is all on my shoulders, and while it's a team sport, you have to perform the best you can. So it is it's tough. But I love it, and I know one day when I'm all done, I'm probably going to miss that gut punch.
Well, thank you, Erica, and good luck next weekend.
Thank you so much.